For more than 200 years, artisans from the Ho-Chunk Nation have been weaving baskets from the bark of the black ash tree, which is native to the Great Lakes region.
An upcoming exhibit at the Payne Arts Center in Oshkosh highlights this history, featuring nearly 200 baskets from more than 40 Ho-Chunk makers. It opens on March 15th and runs through the end of June.
Tom Jones is an artist, photographer, and professor at UW-Madison. He's a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and the curator of the exhibit. It's called Weaving a Legacy, Ho-Chunk Black Ash Basketry. The collection had its first showing at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend last fall. I talked to Tom during that exhibit and asked him how he got involved in Ho-Chunk basketry and curating the collection.
Yeah, so after doing the People of the Big Voice, the photographs of Charles Van Skoik, who is based in Black River Falls, had decided, you know, I should continue my work with getting things out about the tribe. So I began collecting baskets at that time. I've photographed probably about 2,000 baskets. And in the show, we ended up having 200. Kept collecting and wanting to find more unusual baskets. And I really wanted to produce this book and show in order to help create a catalog and preserve the baskets, because there's been a sharp, you know, decline in makers. There's probably only about 15 active makers now. And the problem is they weren't able to get the black ash. Because of the emerald ash borer, it's been getting harder and harder to find the logs or the trees. So they've been having to move further and further north.
Can you take us on a tour of this exhibit at the West Bend Museum of Wisconsin Art?
Yeah. So when you first walk in, there's about four baskets that are on a shelf. And a few of those were made by Helen Lone Tree. And she's one that would always kind of try to be really innovative in what she made. There's one where it's like the whole outside of it is curlicues. And I've never seen one like that before. Then as you turn, there's a wooden mallet that we borrowed from the Little Eagle Arts Foundation that's based out of Baraboo that was used for pounding the trees. It's really nice that we have that in the show. And then throughout the room, there are showcases with old bags that were made before baskets came about. They're these like flat weavings of yarn or twill bags. So I wanted to make sure that people saw what was there and what was being made before the baskets came around. And again, those baskets started probably in about the mid 1800s. And then there are little canoes that were made for the tourists that have little handles. And so that was made out of the outer bark of the tree. So every part of the tree was used. We have two fishing creel baskets, and those are pretty rare. Towards the back of the show is all laundry hamper baskets. And then they have more that are out on their atrium. The Museum of Wisconsin Art did such a beautiful job of curating and hanging that show.
Now this, the Museum of Wisconsin Art says this would be the first exhibit to ever focus on the Ho-Chunk ash basketry tradition. What are you hoping people, visitors, take away from it?
Oh, I just, you know, want them to see the beauty of what these things and how they're made. And again, with doing the book, I really wanted it to be a comprehensive book for future generations of the tribe, so that if this is revived and there's hopefully the trees are being taken care of, the tribe is also gathering seeds so that if they do go away eventually in the future, if they're able to deal with the emerald ash borer, that they can start growing them. You know, it's like there's so many people that have bought and collected these baskets throughout the years. Because, of course, in the Wisconsin Dells, the tourists would come, and that's where a lot of the economic means for the tribe was, is through selling baskets. And so it's like almost every family in Wisconsin has a Ho-Chunk basket. And so I believe, you know, it's just nice to be able to come to a museum and see something that, you know, you also may have in your own possession, but to see the beautiful artistry of what my tribe has done and the people, and also wanting to carry it on.
Tom, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Yes.
That was artist Tom Jones talking about the exhibit Weaving a Legacy Ho-Chunk Black Ash Basketry. I talked to a basket maker working in northern Wisconsin to learn more about how this tradition is being carried forward. April Stone is a basket maker and member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Caught up with her earlier this week. How did you get involved in this tradition of black ash basket making?
Well, I'd love to say that it had to do with a great-grandmother, but that is not the case for myself. I was married at one point, and my husband and I took classes up at the North House Folk School in Grand Marais, Minnesota, and this would have been back in 1998. He made a basket and fashioned a leather strap under the rim and also another leather strap to use as a handle, and went to work every day, and I was responsible for filling that basket and emptying that basket. And after a year of witnessing this basket get used every day, the lashing around the rim broke, and it just kind of startled me and woke me up to something. I'm not quite sure what it woke me up to, but all of a sudden, I wanted him to show me how to make a basket. So in the spring of 1999, I made my first basket, and it's still with me. His basket is still with me. And for that next year, I did nothing but raise the babies and make baskets and try to learn as much as I could about this fantastic, beautiful, local material that grew all around me.
And you obviously stuck with it. What was it about making these baskets that was so compelling for you, that made you want to do it first for family and then for the world in some ways?
Well, you know, I'm not quite sure what the draw was for me. Maybe it was because I was cutting wood splint with a scissors, which was strange. I had cut hide with scissors, and I had done beadwork, and I had made other useful items for our home. So I felt empowered through handcraft already. This just felt different for some reason, and I'm not quite sure why, but I just felt so drawn to make these baskets from this material that, you know, is native to our area. And I thought, wow, this is just incredible. This material is so strong. It's so flexible when it's wet. You can bend it in half and it's not going to break or crack on you. And you can go out into the forest and look for a good tree and harvest a good tree. And so in the beginning, it was about making something very useful. But after a while, it turned into other lessons that were revealing themselves, such as love and courage and patience and wisdom. And then I realized that a level of healing also was taking place during the process of making the baskets.
Now, these are made from material from the ash tree. People may know about the emerald ash borer threatening the ash tree here in Wisconsin and beyond. How is this affecting the work you do?
So in the very beginning, I was angry. I thought this one material that I spend so much time working with is affected by this tiny, tiny green beetle. And I was really upset. But then I came to realize that the lesson that the borer was sending was as messenger and helper, and that it really was here to try to wake us up as humans. And so I have actually come to really respect and acknowledge and love the borer for the message that it has brought to our part of the world.
You're there making baskets and teaching other people to do it. What are your hopes for the future of this craft, this artisanship in the region?
Well, I've had a couple of really successful apprenticeships, which have been great. One was with an apprentice here at Bad River, which is my reservation in northern Wisconsin, and he brought lacrosse stick making back to our community and beyond. Another successful apprenticeship I had was with a young female from Oneida, and she was able to bring back black ash flour sifting and corn washing baskets to her community, and is being pretty successful in her location to make sure that that continues. But I always am open to sharing with people who have an interest, who are willing to do the work of harvest and log processing, because it is very labor intensive. And I just continue to do that work. And so far, as I've gone out into the forest in northern Wisconsin, I have yet to come across the emerald ash borer in any tree that I have harvested. So I find that to be pretty amazing.
We'll leave it there, April. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
April Stone is a basket maker and a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. I talked with her last fall about the art and tradition of black ash basket making. Earlier, we heard from Ho-Chunk artist, photographer, and curator Tom Jones about his new exhibit. It's called Weaving a Legacy, Ho-Chunk Black Ash Basketry. It was on display in West Bend in the fall, now opening at the Payne Art Center in Oshkosh on March 15th. You can take a virtual tour of that exhibit with a gallery of photos at WPR.org.
WPR's one-day winter member drive is tomorrow. Just one action-packed day. Your gift right now will really help ensure you and your neighbors have access to independent, high-quality content here on WPR.
That one-day drive is tomorrow, but now is a great time to give. We're looking for 600 people to get us started. When, if we reach that goal before tomorrow, WPR programs are going to receive an additional $10,000 from a group of generous members. I checked. We're in range. We're not there yet, so you could help put us over the top. Join in right now with your gift. You can do that online at WPR.org/donate. That's WPR.org/donate. And thank you. Earlier this week, we asked you to share a song that takes you back to another time in your life.
And Celia in Madison called up with her song. Here's part of her message.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. At age 5, I was obsessed with Davy Crockett, the Disney series.
Celia says the memory of the song and the show brings back her connections with her family's history across a big part of the U.S.
And we still want to hear from you. Is there a song that takes you back to another time in your life? You can tell us about it. The singing, of course, is optional. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Or you can call or text us at 888-642-0232.
We'll have Kate sing it for you.
I don't think so. Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/wisconsintoday. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to WPR News.